Books on Tape presents Andrew Jackson, His Life and Times, by H.W. Brands, read by John H. Mayer. Prologue. John Quincy Adams had seen this day coming for years. His only consolation was that he had helped postpone it till now. The son of the man he considered most responsible for American independence, Adams felt a peculiar responsibility for the outcome of the Republican experiment. And these last few years, the experiment hadn't been turning out well at all. His father, John Adams, and most of the other founders had feared that republicanism would degenerate into democracy, that government of the people would become government by the people. Nothing in history disposed them to look hopefully on such a development. For never in history had ordinary people run their own affairs without very quickly running them into the ground. The elder Adams linked arms after the Revolution with those who sought to curb the popular excesses of the Revolutionary era. At Philadelphia, in 1787, they wrote a constitution that took power from the states and conferred it on the central government, and in doing so, diminished the influence of the people in politics generally. As vice president and then president, John Adams continued to work to keep power out of the hands of the unlettered and incompetent, and in the hands of those best suited by education and experience to exercise it responsibly. But it was a losing cause. A first setback.